Repeat the question. Thank you. The question is, what are some scriptures that teach us that we actually should desire to learn God's mind? Either some people in the scriptures that did have a response to God by learning something about his thoughts, or a passage of scripture that teaches us this.
The blessed man, Psalm 1.
Psalm 1, go ahead, let's turn there. Yep. Actually, Tim, if you don't mind, or Sam, to help with the overhead, that actually would be a help. If that's all right, thank you. Sure. You can go back and forth, or you can sit up here in the front. Then I'm not alone. Sorry. Okay, so Psalm 1. Go ahead.
Verse 1, 2, 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sinneth and scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. I'm just thinking about how he meditates in the law of the Lord day and night.
Excellent. Very good. So that meditation produces what result then in his life?
Fruit.
Excellent. Yep. Produces a fruitful response. And where do we see holiness in those verses?
Verse 1, he does not walk in.
Very good. Very good. So his determination to follow the Lord and disregard these other influences allowed him to meditate in the law of the Lord day and night. We could probably turn it around also. His meditation day and night in verse 2 is what empowered him, spiritually speaking, to shun those negative spiritual influences upon his life. And he produced fruit for God. And we know this really represents very much the Lord Jesus himself. Who else could meditate and delight in the law of the Lord? When I meditate and delight in the law of the Lord, I actually don't find delight. I find it condemns me. But the Lord Jesus, truly, I mean, we should also be like that as well. We should love, David said, how I love thy law. We should love the scriptures. We should love the standards and the righteousness of God. But yes, very good. So we see in Psalm 1 that we have this example of someone who was responding with holiness and knew God's thoughts through the scriptures. Very good.
Just to maybe help illustrate this, what this thought of his delight is in the law of the Lord. I understand that the word delight has to do with like a tree that is leaning toward or bending toward the light. As the plant is, as the sun is giving that plant light, and the tree will have a tendency to grow toward that. And that's the idea of our delight, that our delight should be to lean toward the one who's supplying us with all of our strength and all of our energy so that we might be able to live for him. So it just helps, it helps me to understand the meaning of delight. It's to bend toward him.
Very nice. Yeah, thank you. Let's add on to that or add another
practical
suggestion.
Example.
Go ahead.
Practical example of that is Joshua.
Okay.
In Joshua chapter 1.
Let's go to Joshua chapter 1.
Do you want a record of these scriptures?
Yeah, let's write them down just for reference. Psalm 1, the law of the Lord. Joshua 1.
Starting really verse 5. This is one of my favorite passages as a challenge.
Go ahead. Read the verses that you have in mind.
There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. There's the promise. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand, or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And of course, the prosperous, like with Joseph. He was mentioned that he was prosperous in prison. It's not necessarily physical prosperity, but have I not commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Very good. So elaborate on that a little bit for us. What are the thoughts about holiness and about knowing God's mind in those verses?
Well, you have to be in the Word of God. For one thing, but it's not only to know it, but it's to observe it, that thou may observe, but it's not just even taking a look at it, but observe to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And when he observes to do it, according, you know, to everything that's written there, and meaning he isn't taking a piecemeal, well, I'll do this, but I'll leave this aside. He's taking the whole of what God expects him to do. When he does that, then God promises that God will go before him, that he will make his way prosperous, that he will give him strength. And there are several times here where it's mentioned that he should be strong and of good courage, but he can't be strong and he can't be courageous if he isn't following in the way of God. Conversely, if he is following in the ways of God, then he can be a leader of others and be able to demonstrate the power of God through his life, and with God as his strength and as his courage, he cannot fail.
Very nice. God's presence with him is the result of that kind of living, and that really sets him apart. Let's turn on that line to the book of Deuteronomy. There's one expression in one of the chapters, but yes, okay, chapter 4, Deuteronomy chapter 4. Verse 7. I'll just take these two verses out of context, verses 7 and 8. But the whole context is Moses encouraging the people to hold fast to the Lord, as in verse 4. Verse 7, what great nation is there that has God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon him? And what great nation is there that has such statutes and righteous judgments as are in all this law which I set before you this day? And then he encourages them to say, don't forget to do those things. Do the things that you've heard, that you've learned. Okay, so holiness, I think, is in these verses. And as also the verses that Andrew mentioned, what makes us holy is that God is with us. God has set us apart for himself, and God's presence goes with us. And Moses says in Israel's day, what other nation is there like the nation of Israel? Your God is so near. All the other gods of the nations, you could see what the gods of the nations were like time when Elijah is on the mountain with the prophets of Baal. They had to jump around and cut themselves with knives, hoping that maybe Baal would hear them. Moses says, your God is right there with you. And we could apply that then to the Christian nation, so to speak, the way Peter uses it, that we are a holy people because God is with us. There is no other group that has been promised the presence of God. And this makes us holy. This makes us unique. This sets us apart just by definition. So God is with us. And our response then, you could see, is that we have his word open to us. Our response is, let's live it out. Let's live in the response of thankfulness to his graciousness to be with us and to be near us and to give us his word.